I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Economics Report. General Motors lost almost $11,000 million last year. Now the cost-cutting efforts of the world's largest automaker are gaining speed. Last week, talks with the United Auto Workers Union resulted in a major deal. GM agreed to offer buyouts to 131,000 factory workers. No one knows how many will accept. The deal affects hourly workers at GM and its biggest parts supplier, Delphi. A buyout is an offer of money and sometimes other terms if an employee will agree to leave a job or retire early. Workers at GM who are too young to retire are being offered as much as $140,000 to accept the buyout. They would lose things like their health care plans. Older workers are being offered smaller payments, but the chance to retire early under GM's retirement program. Buyouts are costly, but GM hopes to save money in the long term. Its share of the American car market has been shrinking for years. The offer is part of a plan announced last June to cut 30,000 jobs through 2008. The deal with the union does not involve supervisors or others who earn a salary instead of an hourly wage. The company wants to cut up to 7% of its non-hourly workers this year. On Tuesday, GM cut several hundred salaried jobs. GM is trying to do something that several steel makers and airline companies have tried but failed to do. It is trying to restructure without seeking bankruptcy court protection from its creditors. The company is moving to reduce its interest in some businesses it owns or controls. GM says it sold 78% of GMAC commercial holding on March 23rd to three investment companies. The deal is worth almost $9,000 million. GM also has agreed to sell its 8% share in the Japanese car maker Isuzu. And the company wants to sell a large share of its financing company that provides loans for cars, homes, and businesses. GM has been in talks to sell 51% to Cerberus Capital Management in a deal estimated at $11,000 million. This week, General Motors released its yearly report, which had been delayed. The company restated several years of financial results. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. Read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.